In the day and age that we live in now, it's come to my attention, as well as yours, that it's us against them. It's been like this since the oldest tale of time, since the Romans were kings of the world, before Michael Jackson was white. Like, this has just been going on forever. And I think it's absolutely and 100% up to you to lock in. Up to you. Now, what does that mean? That means that whatever you want to do, just put your heart into it. And it will happen. But you have to do it with the intention of being the best at it. Because it's not going to come, and it won't be there when you're just deciding one day, okay, you know, I want to lock in today, but fuck the other 5 days out of the schedule. No, it all happens today. It all starts today. You can take breaks. You can go find yourself, go on nature walks, you know, do whatever. But the main thing should just remain the main thing from now until the last day that you take your breath. Now, that may sound heavy, but that's just the way that I feel like I should be living my life, and I would like to share that to you. Because if you're not waking up every day with the intention of locking the fuck in, then what are we doing? Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Moon Recordings. No intro. There is a lot. The world is on a mission. I know. That's a throwback quote right there. But the world is trying to get you. It's trying to get us. It's on us. It's us. It's crazy out here right now. But one thing that the main thing we're going to be talking about today was absolutely not a surprise. P. Diddy coming out, or P. Diddy getting federal agents storming his house. That's not a surprise at all. Absolutely the fuck not. P. Diddy's been weird. I've had a hunch about this guy for so long now. I think in media nowadays, I feel like everybody kind of drops hints here and there about certain people, like whether it's like about work ethic or what they are as a person behind closed doors. Every time you hear something about Diddy, it's always something gross. Have you ever noticed that? Like, it's always something that has to do with his character just not being as morally sound as you would want it to be from someone that is a billionaire. You know what I mean? So when it comes out that guy is getting his house raided, both of his houses raided in Miami and in Los Angeles, it doesn't stir any surprise. Outrage? Sure. Surprise? No. Gratitude for the federal government for wanting to actually look into and lock this guy up, because they think that he's a part of something bigger. A whole human trafficking ring. Now human trafficking, we're not gonna, you know, that's just already what it is. Now, for Diddy to be involved in something like that, now that's an eyebrow raiser, right? Who's involved? Who knows what? Where the fuck is Diddy right now? No one knows. No one knows the answers to any of these questions besides the hardworking folks that are trying to put this man away. And usually, when it comes to police officers and the government, I think I'm like a strong 30-70 or 80-20. This is the 20% that I have been hoping and praying for, because the rest of the time, it's fuck them niggas. They don't look like me. But now, since they're actually using some of those resources to good use and to just not pull some motherfuckers over for no reason. Oh, I can't even say that. Some of you be driving stupid as fuck, but you know what I mean in spirit. They're actually using it for good. So you better believe that my ass is heavily invested in everything that's happening right now, because, again, I said it in a YouTube video that I uploaded a couple of days ago. If you want to look at it, go check it out. Link in the description. I had said, ever since I seen that music video he made, every breath you take, after the notorious B.I.G. passes away, rest in peace, King. After that, when I seen this motherfucker spinning in the rain, it made my skin crawl. Like, that's not something that you do. And when he was, so it cuts to the scene where he's dancing, or it's just him standing in the street first, and then I'm like, okay, where is this going? That already like had the exclamation mark pings going off in my head already. And then he starts like doing the Neo, the Usher, well, Usher back then, moon like glide across the pavement in some nice shoes. So that already fucked with me too. That was honestly like the day. That was, you know what? That was probably the moment I'm like, this, nothing good is going to come of this. You know what I mean? And then this motherfucker starts spinning in the rain. I cannot explain to you. There has to, you know what? If somebody wants to do a scientific like study on why that bothered me so bad, feel free. But all I'm here to tell you is that was fucking awful. I didn't enjoy any of that. I didn't like any of it. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this? This nigga out here less is cotton picking my, what the fuck? I don't know why that bothered me. Because the whole thing about it is he's dancing in the street. You know, he's celebrating his friend. He feels, you know, he misses him and he wishes he can dance with them again or some, I don't fucking know, bro. Like, I'm not trying to jump in bro's head, but the connotation behind it is not supposed to be malicious whatsoever. It just doesn't sit right with me that he did that. It's the same thing also goes for R. Kelly when he made When a Woman Loves, right? He made that music video. He made the song and it was fucking stunning. I loved it. And then like a month and a half or like 2 months, 3 months later, all that shit came out about him. Or like not even like that he did anything weird. It's like, no. We're arresting him now. Like, we have it on tape. And then the documentary came out. It's like, it's fucking Jover. It's actually I can't do this shit no more. I felt like back to the point. Watching that video, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is too good. It's too, like, he put too much into him. Like, something's weird. Something weird's going on with you too, bro. And look what happened. I don't know. Because whenever somebody makes another body of work and I watch that piece of work and it's beautiful, I don't think the same thing with these motherfuckers. There was something about it. There was something about him doing that spinning in the fucking right, shaking ass just all up and down the goddamn street. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel right to me. So Diddy is on the run right now. As we speak, as I am speaking to you right now, that nigga is not in his motherfucking house. And or at least, well, I take that back, in his house, because bro got like 66 different houses. I'd imagine 66 houses, 44 condos, 2 one-bedroom apartments, and 3 studios for no fucking reason. He's got all that shit, I would imagine. Bro's a billionaire. Is it blood money? Most likely, because they're trying to get this nigga right now. So there has to be something that's pertaining to some bullshit. You don't get... Who can you remind me again? Who ran on bro's property? Those were not regular police dogs. Those were some trained professionals. Some of those men have seen action before. They have had to kill other men for our country that we love. Storming bro's property. It looked like a video game. It did not look real. Arresting people. Had both of his sons in fucking custody too. It was absolutely ridiculous. And where was he at? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere. What most likely ended up happening is he got the tip off from like somebody that was close to him, and he vacated before they can even say something. I don't know. But the point of the matter is, whatever Diddy's got up over here, and whatever the feds think that they have, yeah, let's go back to that. Whatever the feds think they have on Diddy, they think it's going to stick. So they probably have like a couple of pieces, or maybe like a few pieces of him like being tied to certain like actions, like not necessarily, you know, because right now the media is talking about him like shooting someone in a club and like, you know, all of the other disgusting shit, like him forcing people to have sex for like blah 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 whatever reason, NDAs here, bullshit like under the table grossness there, you have to fuck this guy, all those things we already know. But I mean, as far as like cold hard facts about him, I think they have at least 1 or 2 pieces of evidence or pieces of like just information that are 100% accurate were not 100% accurate, but they have him in a place doing a thing with somebody else, and I know that he probably knows that he got caught up for that. And the cool thing about shit like this, right? So let's say I'm, you know, let's hypothetically put a timetable on Diddy and all his wild shit. Let's say they get him in 3 months. In 3 months, a lot of famous people are going to have to testify for being in close proximity with him. And on top of that, you got everybody else that was in line with all of those people. So it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers that are going to have to come to the forefront and just talk about this man. Talk about the NDAs, talk about the lies. And then we don't even know about the gritty shit, like people that had to be killed because of the integrity of like the organization, the fucked up organization that they're trying to do, like keeping, you know what I mean? Like keeping it within the business, like you kill people within the business, you pay people within the business, you are your own government and you pay yourselves as such because of the work that you do. It's a whole enterprise. It's absolutely disgusting. Human trafficking over, and it's like, if bro got caught up for drugs or something, I think I could be like, you know, like if it's drugs, you know, bro's moving fucking coke here and there and shit, it'd be weird, because it's like, bro, you don't need to do all that. All you need to do is like buy a network and then just control that network and put and people would fuck with it. Like, it doesn't have to be that deep. But human trafficking, no, you can't come back from that. That's like one of the mortal sins, like you just don't do. That's something that everybody under the sun should just be privy to. Like, that is one individual is an individual, and you can never make them say or do anything that they don't want to do. And if you are, that's fucking awful. That's disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's one of those things. He willingly, undoubtedly does not fucking care about the people that are, that he's subjecting this shit to. I don't, and we don't know shit, right? I don't fucking know anything. I don't know anything about his business with this organization that's obviously real, because if they're sending Fed agents to bro's house, there's something way bigger than a bunch of, there's something like way bigger than a couple of girls that had to like forcefully suck a dick, you know? It's something else. It's moving human beings from point A to point B for disgusting fat cocksuckers around the world. Ain't got nothing to do with, ain't got nothing to do with Diddy liking it in the butt. Ain't got nothing to do with that. It's everything else. It's all of the implications about this fucking guy that we already knew. We already knew. 50 Cent's been talking about this shit for years. Cat Williams said it on his, for fuck's sake, he said it on his comedy special, The Prip Chronicles 1, when he wore that green suit. He was talking about Diddy then. He was talking about Michael Jackson then. Well, Michael, okay, we're not going to get there. But you know what I mean? Like, he was just talking about it then. Like, this is shit that everybody knew. Fat Joe, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill. Now the thing with Meek Mill, right? I don't know where he lies in all this shit. He's probably innocent, but it would not surprise me if he has said and done, or not said, seen and done a bunch of weirdo shit, right? And I'm going to get a little TMI here. When you have, like, I don't know, orgy, like sex houses, like your whole house is the fucking, like the fucking play area and every room is a different thing. When you have that, at least through my experiences, everybody is under the impression, like before that even happens, like there's a whole screening process, like who's going, who are you, how do you know, blah blah blah. And then like when you get there, everybody like mingles and talks, and resoundingly like everybody gets a feel for everybody else, and everyone comes to the understanding, like if they do not like this thing, you have to stop. If they don't want to participate in whatever the fuck you want to do, you stop, you fucking leave. It's all respectful. You keep it within the house, you know, and you be in confidentiality is everything. My thing with this shit is like, when you get a motherfucker that's just so weird and you make that, and you make that uncomfortable for them, that's fucking wild to me. Like, cause I've been in that situation where you're like, dude, you're just not comfortable with what the fuck is happening. Like, there's just so many weird, like, feelings and, you know, fuck shit that you didn't sign up for ever. You got there, or like me, fucking just personally, I went there. I wanted to find a bitch that knew a little bit of something. We can go do a little something. Then we fucking leave. The end. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to this place. I want to find somebody to do a little something with. And then now I'm leaving. And like, I possibly got drugged and I don't know what happened after I got drugged. And then this guy is making me sign an NDA. So I don't say anything. And then there's a huge cash out. Like that bullshit like that happens with this man. That's not how it's supposed to go. Motherfuckers are weird. It's not okay. It's not. There are a few things that I feel very passionate about, you know. I feel like human vulnerability, it's one of them. I don't think I'm alone in that. It's just something that irks me to my core. Anything that has to do with like children or taking advantage of people that can't necessarily defend themselves or using your power, that the weight that you have to get what you want in a malicious way, like that, that'll never fucking go with me. I will fucking burn, I will go broke, or I will die or go to jail before I let somebody do that to me or anyone around me. That's just how it has to be. And by so help me God, if somebody can't do it, then I'm going to send people to fucking look at you and to, you know, fuck your wives and take your jobs and all that shit. And it'll never fucking end until you decide to back the fuck off. But with this guy though, it's different because he's got so much. Can you imagine what it's like for somebody to be obviously at a disadvantage? Because again, the vulnerability thing, if I don't feel comfortable going in a place, if I don't know anybody in that fucking place, that's my thing. And and the one thing that I really don't like, one thing that just gets one more notch over, is I don't want to go into a place with somebody that I hardly know. And then I'm supposed to pretend like I'm comfortable with them so I have somebody to latch on to. No, that is not going to happen. I'm not going to put myself in situations like that. And if the people that got themselves in these, or the people that wound up in these situations, there's no shot. Like there's absolutely no way it's their fault. Like you went to a party or you went to a get together or backstage somewhere and you met somebody, you guys had a good conversation, or at least you thought so. And then bloom, fucking you're drugged here. You're not gonna go there. You can't do this. You're coming with us. And all of this shit is just fucking wild. You know what's worse than a pimp? A motherfucker that is willing to do anything for some sort of sexual pleasure. Because the difference between, I mean, obvious, well, I'm going to, well, let me go a little slow here. Diddy, by definition is a pimp 100%. But the difference between the one redeeming quality a pimp has over Diddy is that, I'm pretty sure, especially in this day and age, a pimp is not going to let you just take one of his women. This nigga Diddy don't give a fuck. Human trafficking means that everybody is for the game. Everybody in the room, those girls in the party, some of the fucking dudes there that are dressed regular, everybody is a part of the game. They have no free will. They cannot move. They cannot do anything unless they order to a handful of people. That's fucking awful. And again, because that's how fuck, I feel like I botched that. Pimps suck dick too. Let me just say that too. I'm just saying, this nigga Diddy is on some, he's on a whole nother level. He's doing a whole nother thing. And I don't understand why it's not getting as much play as I feel like it should be. I feel like this should be everywhere. You know what I mean? Like everywhere, like just not like televised, like it's so important that it has its own like hour a day. But I just mean like, hey, keep up with the Diddy, keep up with the, like just a little thumbnail or something, and then point the people in the direction. Like if you want to know all of the information and all of the updates with this shit, go here. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for you. True Crime TV is the number one spot to find everything you need to know about the most popular court cases right now, right at this second. Like right now, for example, I'm listening to, I'm currently keeping up with this one about a stabbing in Wisconsin. Absolutely crazy. I don't know how it happened. It's a bunch of teens. One kid did pass away, unfortunately, because of the stabbing, but all of the court cases and all of the court hearings are in the description right now. And another thing that you can get from this fucking place, or you can get from True Crime TV, is the Diddy information. Everything. They got it all. Hours. Legitimate hours. Like, woo, that was fast. The first day Diddy got fucking indicted, or not, he hasn't been indicted yet. The first day they raided his house, they had an hour and 20 minute talk about exactly what's happening, every detail, nook and cranny, and they do it weekly too. So if you want to know something, just a little bit of something more than what I can tell you right now, you can go over to the YouTube channel called True Crime TV. The link will be in the description, and you can check out everything you want to know about this guy, because it's why it's the shit that they're digging up right now is insane. I can't wait to find out what the meat and potatoes are for this guy's case. Because I guarantee you, the stuff that the stuff that's being showed now that they already had known about him that's not even the tip of the iceberg. They're talking about this guy like raping people and drugging people and forcing other people to have sex with other people for his enjoyment, like this. And some of the people that are involved in these things are celebrities, whether they're participating or if they're just involved because they were dating him at the time, or just because they have neutral friends that were also in the same get together. It's ridiculous. There's absolutely, positively nothing right now that has had my attention than this. It's huge. This is like, because it's such a, I think maybe, let me collect myself. The craziest part about all of this is it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, if Diddy really does get hit with indictments and he has to go to jail and stand in front of a court, there are going to be a lot of people that you would never expect that are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to have to talk and testify against this fucking guy. This is going to be one of the best court cases of all time. When it does happen, this is going to be legendary. It's going to be bigger than, it's going to be this generation's OJ. This is going to shake the world. Whenever it does happen, I'm just, and it's beautiful too, because again, we don't know anything. Everything that we're hearing are everything that's been said right now are allegations. And whether or not they have, like, you know, bulletproof evidence against him saying that he did these things or like alleged things, we will never know until he gets indicted. So the fact that it's even going, it's a slow burn. This guy's running out of candle wick really fucking slow. And it's so good to watch. You can't run forever, you rat fuck. You know who's coming for you? The government. And they take in all your money and your fucking hopes and dreams. They're taking all that shit. Blood money? Oh no, they get to confiscate that, sweetheart. Yeah, all that shit going away. Yeah, if they're going to calculate how much you made, they probably already fucking know, to be honest. Like, if we're going to keep shit real, they probably already know how much he's made from this shit, how much he made from music and how much he made from human trafficking. I guarantee you the money he made from trafficking human beings and being disgusting is going to eclipse the money he made in the music industry. And that's crazy because he was insanely big. There was nowhere on earth or nowhere in the US like you couldn't go and say Puff Daddy and no one knew what the fuck you were talking about. There are songs that you can play in every club and people are going to know some of the names to them too. Might even know them word for word. You can show his face to anybody on the street, anywhere, and they're going to know who that is. You understand that? One of the most famous people ever is being tried or is currently being hunted relentlessly because they need him. They need him to go down. They need him bad. He's been an awful person this whole time. No one is surprised. No one. I guarantee you. Is there one person out there? Fuck all that. If you're listening to this right now, in the bottom of your heart, I want you to be perfectly honest. If you even know who Diddy is, if you know who he is, then you know what he's about a little bit. Are you surprised right now, sitting or driving in or in bed or at the gym? Are you surprised even the littlest bit that this guy is currently being hunted like a fucking animal for some of the most heinous things that we can't even imagine? I can't even imagine some of the shit this guy has done. I can't. And I don't want to either. I really don't. He'd probably like that sick, sadistic fuck. You have to cut the snake by the... You have to kill a snake. The only way you kill a snake is by chopping its head off. You got to get it there. You can't do it any other way. You got to get it at the head. Epstein knew. He knew. Epstein knew it was Jover when they got him. Oh, yeah. Was it a suicide? Or did somebody kill him? Because they knew if he talks for 5 minutes... If Epstein talked for 5 minutes, fuck that. If he said, if they gave him a timer and they put 3 minutes on that bitch and they said, tell us a rough approximation of what has been going down. You know how many empires would fucking crumble? How many ships would sink? How many buildings would just fall to the ground? How many people would have to be, like, presented to us and just rose on their hands and knees trying to beg for mercy for some of the horrible shit that they did. You would have no idea. So it was way easier to kill him and to play it off as a suicide than to have all of those poor, poor, precious, fat, rich, white fucks, corpulent fucks, suffer or be tried for the wrong things that they did. Yes, the answer is absolutely 100%. The world is unfair. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sometimes you don't even get a fucking say. Sometimes you actually have to be judged for the things that you do. And this is that time. Information is everywhere. Everywhere. You don't go anywhere without knowing something about somebody. You walk into a room, everybody knows something about you. At least a little bit. Doesn't have to be like your whole life story. It's like, oh, I know them from blah, blah, blah. They do this. Everybody got something. So you mean to tell me that out of everything that we know nowadays, everything that we know, all of the things that we have access to at the tip of our fingers, this guy Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, whatever you want to call him, it's wrapped for him now. They don't really matter anymore. He's just running around scot-free. No. You know what else? You know what's another nugget that you can take with you? That smells good. One more thing you can take with you. I can't wait to see the fucks that have been defending him. The connections that he's made within the industry, outside of the industry. Industry being music and entertainment. They're going to have to come to the forefront and actually give their honest take and information that they have on their whereabouts and interactions with this guy. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to something like this for a long time. If I don't love justice. No matter how I get it, on some Batman shit, it will be gotten. It's going to happen. You will pay for what you have done. You will know damnation if you participate in damning acts. I don't got anything else to say. This fucking guy's been running around looking crazy for years. And it took us all a little too long to realize. And again, like, we all knew. It's not like we didn't know. Look at him. Dance spinning in the rain and shit. Like, we knew bro was weird from jump. But it's just one of those things. When somebody is that powerful, you can't touch them. Like, that's just how that goes. When they have so much pull and so much say, like, can you really, like, listen to that. Think about that. Like, Diddy's got the connections and the wealth that he has. He could probably just damn near kill anybody. Like, that's just how it goes. It's not even like a, hey, you're going to fuck over your connections within the industry thing. It's no. If you tell people that I'm trafficking humans, you are going to be one of the humans that I traffic. Do you understand me? So no one wants that. And so they just sign the NDA or take the money or, you know, do whatever, because it holds their safety. It or like confirms that they're safe just as long as they don't say anything about this guy. And that if it comes to your safety, I'm not going to blame you for not speaking up. This guy's a giant. He's 100 feet tall. Everybody around him are pygmies. I don't blame anybody ever for to have, like, if you had to just minimize who you were for a minute because more was at stake than you could possibly imagine, both for you and for them. And the decision that had to be made was up to you, and you were only given two choices. You can either look away and pretend you didn't see anything and continue to have fun, or, yeah, no, I don't blame anybody that was involved within the context of they had everything to lose and nothing to gain. Within that, if you're working for him, or if you're like side dealing for him, or if you're answering, even checking his fucking emails, you're disgusting and you should also be locked up too. But I'm talking about the girl that went to a party one night with her girlfriend or with the guy that she was seeing, but she didn't know him all that well. And she left. If she even fucking left, just with a huge chunk of herself gone. I'm talking about that person. I want justice for that person. I want justice for the person that got fucked over in a deal so hard that they never came back from it, from this fucking guy. I want the person that is currently being trafficked because of this fucking loser. I want them to see the light of day again. I want them to be happy and breathe fresh air and know what it's like once again to have your humanity back. I want that. That's what I fucking want. That's what I'm looking for. So you better believe. You better believe everything that comes out about this fuck nigga, I'm believing. Everything. You can't lie, bro. You can't lie. Like with R. Kelly, I felt like with him, when all of the shit came out with R. Kelly, everybody was kind of, even like with that video of him pissing on that girl, it's like, what the fuck? And they showed it in court and niggas were still like, oh, nah, he didn't do that. That's fake. That's Photoshop. Yeah, that shit ain't real. And then he got off for that. And then he gets hit with some other shit and everybody was kind of like, ah, he didn't do it. And then he got proved that he did it. And everybody's like, oh, okay. With Diddy, we already had known. We knew who this nigga was back when he was with, what was the group? Not Rockefeller. Or maybe it was Rockefeller. Well, I don't know what group he was, but back then when he used to roll around with Jay-Z and just hang out and be cool in New York and wear Timberlands and shit. You know, before people really knew who he was, like when he, you know, back then he was weird. He was probably doing weirdo sadistic shit to women that he just met at a bar. Like this ain't new. This shit ain't weird. And you also got to remember, this is back in a time when people, like when men and like just didn't take sexual assault as seriously as they do now. You know what I mean? So you can't even fucking imagine like the amount of horse shit that this guy's been a part of back then, let alone now. For fuck's sake. And then you hear some shit about his they're also talking about his son being heavily involved with a lot of this bullshit enterprise that's going on too. Like, he's what? Your son is what? Your second hand man? Are you for real? You put your kids in this lifestyle? There's no part of hell that he is going to go to where it's not hot. And there's no place in heaven where he can go and be comfortable, because he can't even feel fall. He'll fall right through them damn clouds. It don't even work that way. Okay. So who's going to be the person that we all decide to look at in times like this and say, we need it. We need you. Right. In this situation, it's the federal government. Federal. Oh, my God. I can't imagine. Think about it. Do you think about it? I don't think about it as often as you may think, but I think about it. Every time I watch something with this fucking guy's face on it, I think about it. Shit is crazy. Because listen, again, he is like the allegation, even the allegation, the thought of him like being involved in some sort of human trafficking ring is bananas. Do you understand that? Like, that is sickening. Bro, what? How is that even possible? How is that allowed? And then you bring your kids into it. Oh, my goodness. My God. Just, it doesn't sit right with me. I knew it, bro. I fucking knew it. I called it when he was spinning in the rain like that. I'm like, there's something about that man that I don't like. There's something about him. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it right now, but I know that there's something about him that he's not telling anybody, but everybody that's around him knows that he's sadistic. He's weird. He don't care about human beings. He doesn't give a fuck about anything that's himself. And if we're going to put that in perspective, we're not even going to weigh the way he feels about himself. I would imagine that he's a little bit of a narcissist, just, again, just off of what we fucking know. Usually sadists kind of are, but God damn, when does it end? When does it end? And it also bothers me that when bullshit like this happens and it gets publicized and fucking blown up like this, it's always a black man. And that does that. What the fuck? And again, because that let me make myself clear, because I feel like a lot of white men have gotten fucked the fuck over, rightfully so, whenever it did happen. But I'm sick and tired of black people in the industry and inhabiting the same fucking space of a lot of other different people that are moving correctly, do shit like this, get caught up, and then they act like they're surprised. What the fuck? Bill Cosby's old decrepit ass who's like, it's a different time. We didn't know all the fucking talking about pudding shit. I don't know what you're saying, bro. And then R. Kelly, he had a whole mental breakdown on national TV in front of a black woman. Like, just cause. Acting like he didn't do what he said. I'm fighting for my fucking life. Nigga, no, you're not. You didn't give a fuck. You're fighting for your life, bro. You're already in the jail cell sitting there alone. You're just in a suit right now, jumping up and down. Y'all trying to kill me for this shit. Yes, we are, because we know you did it. And I guarantee you, when they catch Diddy's weird ass, they ain't even gonna put him on TV. They're just gonna send him straight there. They already know. Whenever they catch that motherfucker, it's gonna be the same goddamn thing. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Diddy's too cogent of a human being and too articulate to not know and to not have it for. Let me say one more thing, then I'll stop being here. I'll let you guys go. The idea of Diddy not being involved in any of these decisions in this human trafficking, sex trafficking, human whatever the fuck, bro has so much money, he can be doing anything. He'd be making niggas fight or whatever, fight to the death and weird shit like that, whatever elites like to do. The idea that he had absolutely no say over any major decision in this big, disgusting industry that they run and are a part of, to think that he had no idea that any of this was going on and people were, here's an NDA, you get one, like, it's fossil. There's no way. They're hunting you. And we know you can't run that goddamn fast, because we seen you can't spin that goddamn fast, Diddy. We seen you spinning in the street, Duke. Couldn't even fucking spin fast. So it's the time is up. The time is now. Come home. I'm coming home. Remember that song? Tell the world. I fuck with that song. You know I can't listen to it now. Nope, can't. Can't do it. It's not that I don't like the song. I love the fucking song. It's just the idea of the man that made this. I separate the music and I separate the person. That's fucking cool. I wish I can do that. I wish. In some situations, I feel like I can. With R. Kelly and this motherfucker, no. Which is horrible because those are two bodies of work that I enjoyed for a long time. And I just can't now. And time is up. Time to pay up. Your wick is running out. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Recordings. I'm Vaughn. It's been real. I'll see you next time. Let's rain.
Anyone can become a champion, my dear. But you have to use the gifts you were given in order to become who you know you can be.